Welcome to Letters from Wall Street. I'm your host, Anthony Pompliano, better known as Pomp. Let's kick this thing off.
If you follow Bitcoin and crypto, you've probably heard of eToro. They're the world's number one social trading platform, and I love it. They've got more than 10 million other traders that love it too. And guess what? They just launched in the United States. eToro offers access to the world's most popular cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others. With the smartest trading tools and the ability to connect with the best traders around the world, there's no better place to build your perfect portfolio. If you're new to Bitcoin and crypto, you can test the waters with their $100,000 virtual trading feature. But if you're more experienced, you can create custom technical charts and use eToro's social feeds to inform your trading decisions. They've got transparent fees, and so you never miss out. They also have an easy-to-use application available on iPhone, Android, or any web browser. You can get started today in just a few clicks at eToro.com. Again, that's eToro.com. Get VIP access to Bitcoin and crypto markets today.
The following episode is two letters from the 2019 annual report for Campbell Soup. The first letter is from the chairman of the board, and the second is from the CEO of the company. The chair's message. In fiscal 2019, Campbell delivered four consecutive quarters where we met or exceeded our financial goals, a strong indicator that the company is displaying greater operating discipline and gaining traction. These results are due to our new strategic direction, focused portfolio, and improved leadership. After serving as the interim CEO during the first half of the year, and now as chair of the board of directors, I am encouraged by management's progress in turning the company around. Through the board-led strategic review and the leadership of our new president and CEO, Mark Klaus, we have reset the company's direction for sustainable, profitable growth. Mark's strategic vision and substantial experience in the food industry, coupled with our engaged board, have been instrumental in transforming Campbell and the creating shareholder value. Our board has undergone significant refreshment this year. As a result of our agreement and consultation with Third Point LLC, we added new members to the board: Sarah Hofsetter, former president of Comscore; Kurt Schmidt, former director and chief executive officer of Blue Buffalo Company and former deputy executive vice president at Nestle; and J.P. Bilbrey, former chairman and chief executive officer of the Hershey Company. Sarah brings extensive marketing and brand strategy expertise, and Kurt and J.P. bring extensive food and consumer packaged goods industry experience. In March, Les Vinnie and Sarah Matthew retired from the board. Each provided strong leadership and valued counsel while serving more than a decade. In addition, Randy Larimore and Nick Schreiber will not be standing for re-election at the 2019 annual meeting. On behalf of the entire Campbell board, we thank Les, Sarah, Nick, and Randy for their many contributions and welcome our new board members. Fiscal 2019 was a fitting year for a new direction. It marked our 150th anniversary, a time for both reflection and for charting a new course for the future. On behalf of Campbell's board, I would like to thank the Campbell leadership team and our employees for their continued service, dedication, and determination to build a stronger and more focused Campbell. I also would like to extend my sincere appreciation to you, our shareholders, for your continued support as we build a stronger Campbell for the next 150 years. Campbell and its many iconic brands have long held a special place in the food industry. I am confident in the steps we have taken to ensure a successful future for our company. Sincerely, Keith R. McLaughlin, Chair of the Board. Dear Campbell shareholder, 2019 marks Campbell's 150th anniversary, a milestone that we are proud of achieving. However, this anniversary is much more than a number. It is a celebration of our past, and even more importantly, an opportunity to establish a new direction for the next chapter of this amazing company's journey. Since joining the company in January, my appreciation for both Campbell's rich history and the company's potential for the future has continued to grow stronger. This comes from our powerful heritage and iconic brands, our new and more focused strategy, and the talents and capabilities of our incredible people. While we reflect upon and are inspired by our history, we remain firmly focused on what lies ahead. The food industry continues to change, and Campbell is changing with it. We are confident that our new strategic plan will lead to a promising future and create shareholder value. In fact, we are already making meaningful progress against that plan. By holding ourselves to a more accountable set of operating and financial standards, we are starting to deliver steady, sequential progress against our financial goals and strengthening the foundation of our company. Let's walk through our fiscal 2019 results and progress against our strategic plan. Steady financial progress in fiscal 2019. Following my first 9 months in role, I am encouraged by our performance. In-market trends are improving, as are our relationships with key retailers. We are moderating top-line declines and have now met or exceeded our own financial expectations for 4 consecutive quarters. We are over-delivering our cost programs while stabilizing margins. Additionally, we have begun to significantly reduce debt by divesting non-core businesses. Overall, we are doing precisely what we said we would do, an important first step in our journey. While we have clearly stabilized the company from where we were a year ago, we recognize there is much work to do. Strengthening our balance sheet. We recently completed the divestitures of our Campbell Fresh and Kelsen businesses and announced the sale of Arnott's and other Campbell International operations. All in, we expect the aggregate net proceeds from these divestitures to be approximately $3 billion, which we will use to significantly reduce debt and strengthen our balance sheet. Building a focused brand powerhouse. Following the divestitures, we are building a focused brand powerhouse with a strategy centered on our core North American geography that consists of 2 divisions and 13 categories, representing approximately 80% of our total business. These 2 divisions are strong and clearly differentiated, an advantage snacks division and an iconic branded meals and beverages division. Our resources and investments will be focused in North America, where we have powerful brands with leadership positions and a compelling right to win. With a much stronger foundation in place, our new strategy is focused on 4 key objectives, which you will read about in the following pages. Implementing a new operating model. We recently established a new operating model designed to bring our strategy to life. This model will empower our 2 divisions, each of which is equipped with the differentiated resources and capabilities needed to fulfill their portfolio roles. These divisions are supported by a lean corporate center. This creates the most sustainable model to fuel the business by striking the right balance between investing for growth and building new capabilities, while continuing to optimize and manage our cost structure. Writing the next chapter. We are confident that our new strategy will fuel our long-term algorithm. While ambitious, we believe this algorithm is achievable. We have the brands, a growth mindset, a simplified operating model, and a fully aligned team that is motivated to win. Fiscal 2019 was a year of positive change for Campbell, where we started to gain momentum. As we celebrate our 150th anniversary, I am very satisfied with our progress against our plans and optimistic about the future. By no means are we declaring victory. We have much to do to strengthen the business. However, the actions we have taken this year have removed a great deal of unpredictability around our business and created a solid foundation to build upon going forward. In closing, I would like to thank Keith McLaughlin for serving as interim president and CEO from May 2018 until January 2019. I look forward to continuing to work with him in his role as chair of the board of directors. I would also like to thank all of our employees whose commitment to and passion for our business has fueled our first 150 years and will be a critical ingredient to our future. Signed, Mark Clouse, President and Chief Executive Officer of Campbell.
If you follow Bitcoin and crypto, you've probably heard of eToro. They're the world's number one social trading platform, and I love it. They've got more than 10 million other traders that love it too. And guess what? They just launched in the United States. eToro offers access to the world's most popular cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others. With the smartest trading tools and the ability to connect with the best traders around the world, there's no better place to build your perfect portfolio. If you're new to Bitcoin and crypto, you can test the waters with their $100,000 virtual trading feature. But if you're more experienced, you can create custom technical charts and use eToro's social feeds to inform your trading decisions. They've got transparent fees, and so you never miss out. They also have an easy-to-use application available on iPhone, Android, or any web browser. You can get started today in just a few clicks at eToro.com. Again, that's eToro.com. Get VIP access to Bitcoin and crypto markets today.